Lesson 1E. Exercise 2.
Imagine being totally colourblind, living in a world of greys, being unable to see the difference between red and blue or yellow and pale green. That's what life is like for Neil Harbison. He was born with an irreversible condition called achromatopsia, or total colourblindness. That would make life difficult for anyone, but Neil is an artist, and the incredible thing is, he paints in colour. When Neil was an art student, he only painted in black, white and grey, because that is all he saw. He was very dissatisfied with his paintings. But one day, a young scientist called Adam Montedon visited the college to give a lecture. The two met, and when Neil explained his problem, Adam decided to try to find a way to allow Neil to see colours using sound. Neil thought it was an impossible task, but Adam made a special device that let him hear six colours. This is how it worked. Light travels in waves, and different colours of light have different wavelengths. Red light has a long wavelength, and violet light has a short wavelength. Adam used this fact to create a camera that measures the wavelength of the light that enters it and then makes a sound that corresponds to the colour of the light. So, if the camera sees red, it makes a low sound. If it sees violet, it makes a high sound. Adam has now developed a much more sophisticated device called the iBorg that allows Neil to see 360 different colours. Neil wears a camera on his head, which is attached to a laptop computer in a backpack. The computer analyses the colour and sends a sound to Neil's wireless headset. It was a bit uncomfortable at first, but Neil soon got used to it. The iBorg has made a huge difference to Neil's art. He now uses a wide range of colours. If he wants to paint something, he points his camera at it and memorises the sound. Then he starts mixing colours, pointing his camera at the paint, and stops mixing when he hears the same sound again. Neil has had to memorise a lot of sounds, but he played the piano as a child, and this has helped him a great deal. "I've got used to all the sounds," he says. "It's noisy, but probably not much noisier than a busy city street." However, it has created some unusual problems. People sometimes think that he is videoing them, and they don't like that. Security guards occasionally ask him to leave shops. But Neil is now inseparable from his iBorg and wears it all the time.